The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is cursed. Jason's alive. He killed my friend, now he's coming for me.
He's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
Stay here.
Never come back again.
You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.
And we are back. The Inadequate Club is called to order here at Camp Blood Radio. I am your host, Nathan Barker. Joining me, the Joe Gallo.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, me.
Powering this episode, shout out to Bones Coffee and their delicious chocolate raspberry. You know what, Joe Gallo?
What?
I wish it was called Boner Coffee.
Why? Why? Why?
I don't know. It just has a nice ring to it. Instead of Bones Coffee, I was just looking at the bag here. You know, the bag. We like the bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be better if it was called Boner Coffee. I don't know.
Can you imagine drinking a coffee and then getting a huge boner or a little boner?
Well, it depends on if you're Tommy Lee or you're Joe Gallo.
Hey, man, I guess little boner it is.
I guess it would be. Inadequate Club. Hashtag. Send it to the internet.
It's there.
Shout out to Bones Coffee. Delicious, delicious stuff. So how is Joe Gallo doing? Good. It is Super Bowl weekend, by the way. So do you have some plans for the Super Bowl?
Well, I do plan on watching it. I'm a little bummed that the Bills won't be in it because I'm from New York. But
well, I know you're whatever. An East Coaster, so that's good to know that you're not one of them fucking Patriots fans. God damn it. Fucking Patriots.
Oh, they're obnoxious up here. Trust me. I'm a hockey guy. But it would have been nice to see the Bills in it. But yeah, I plan on watching it and laughing at the commercials.
It's hockey.
Mm-hmm. Hockey.
Oh, Joe Gallo. Well, it's good to know that you're not one of them Patriots fucking clowns. I can tolerate you being a Bills fan, so we'll just leave it at that. So I do have to say, though, shout out to Tampa Bay. I am a Buccaneers fan. I've been a legit Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan since the late 90s, actually the 97-98 season to be exact, which is when they got away from them stupid orange and white dreamsicle looking fucking ugly ass uniforms. But yeah, shout out to Tampa Bay. Of course, they had to go get fucking Tom Brady. It's like, really? I've hated fucking Tom Brady for 20 years now. And then now he's QB in my squad. So I've tolerated him this year. But hopefully they can pull out the win tonight against Patrick Mahomes. And those goddamn Kansas City Chiefs now.
Yeah, see, I don't even have a team to root for tonight, but I guess I'll root for Tampa Bay because you're my homeboy.
Well, I mean, Mahomes is a stud, man. He really is. I got to give him credit, give credit where credit's due. It should be a good game. As a matter of fact, I think it'll be one of the better games to actually watch than we've seen in a long time. So hopefully the Bucs can pull it off. But if they don't, I mean, it is what it is. Tom Brady is like 105 years old. So I'm going to blame it on fucking Tom Brady, though, if they lose. I'm clowning Tom Brady next week. You can bet. You can bet on that one.
We can watch him cry again.
Oh, my God. Fucking Tom Brady bullshit. I've just tolerated him all year. I really have. I mean, it is what it is with the fucking – when you hate the Patriots for so long and then that fucking quarterback comes to your team, you're like, really, Billy? Come on. Also, speaking of football, I got to give a shout-out to the sheriff. Mr. Peyton Manning inducted into the 2021 Football Hall of Fame class this weekend. How about that?
That's impressive.
Well, that was a sure shot. First ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, we knew that was coming, Joe Gallo.
Ooh.
Love Peyton Manning. They called him the sheriff for a reason. One of the greatest of all time.
The true goat.
Well, he's one of them for sure. I mean, we can argue that, but he's definitely one of my favorite quarterbacks. Him and that Joe Montana guy. Always loved Joe Montana. Even though I really wasn't a 49ers fan, but old Joe Montana. All right, so we do have 5 minutes of Friday to talk about this week. A little bit of part two talk. We're just gonna leave you with that. We're gonna leave you in limbo. Little sack talk, because we like little sacks here at Camp Blood Radio. But you already knew that.
That's why they're here.
So 5 minutes of some part two chatter here coming up, but we do have a list of other things that we do have to discuss prior, so we will get started so we can get on with the Super Bowl festivities. I'm sure most of you are going to be drinking your Keystone Lights, maybe some whiskey, or, of course, you little fucking hipster clowns and your little seltzer fucking foo-foo drinks.
Oh, no. Seltzer water is the worst fucking thing ever made.
Oh, don't even get me started.
I never had it before, and then one day, I was at the hospital, tried it, thought it was soda. Boy, was I upset.
You were drinking alcohol at the hospital.
No, well, it was seltzer water. It was just fucking non-alcohol. It was dumb.
Oh, okay. Yeah, enough about fucking seltzer water. That shit fucking sucks anyway. So, speaking of coffee, before I forget, I have not touched base on the CBR coffee. I don't think that's going to happen because it's just going to be a giant fucking pain in the ass. I'm not going to get into a ton of details on that, but it's not as easy as I thought that it was going to be. We'll just put it that way. It's not been completely written off yet, but not looking good. So I will touch base on that probably in a week or so when I make a final decision, but not looking so swell. So moving on, some shout outs. We love to do our shout outs here at CBR. So let's see who is on the list. Stacy White, the lovely Stacy White, Joe Gallo.
I heard of her.
Stacy White. She posted on the Instagrams a picture of her in her Camp Blood Radio shirt, and she looked fabulous, I gotta say.
She is. She is a lovely looking lady.
She's a very nice looking young lady. And when I seen her Instagrams post, I was like, holy shit, the logo on the Camp Blood Radio logo on the shirt looks fucking huge.
Well, and they fucking will know what it is when people see it.
Well, that's true. But that is the only time that we'll ever get to say anything is huge. I can promise you that.
Amen. Well, I guess that'll be worth it.
Hashtag inadequate club, Joe Gallo. But yeah, seriously, the fucking logo is ginormous. And I was like, whoa. When I did the actual mock-ups for the supplier, it did not look like that. And some of the other shirts that people have ordered that have already shipped out and they've received those that I've been seeing posted here and there, the logo does not look like that. So, but of course the shirts were larger, so I don't know if they didn't adjust it properly or really what the deal was. I really don't know, but there is no doubt that that is a CBR shirt.
Well, she had told me that she ordered a size too big, and that's a good PJ shirt, she said, but she wants to get a smaller one.
Well, we can certainly sympathize with having a smaller one, Stacy. That we can. Small. Size small here at Camp Blood Radio.
Size small.
But yeah, the shirt looks good. All the printing, all the logos, all the quality of them. Since we've switched over from Slasher Graphics, everything looks pretty good. No complaints yet. But yeah, when I seen that picture of her, I was just like, holy shit, that is fucking huge. But like I said, if that's our biggest complaint, what's with all the big and the huge talk? I feel like we're just lying to people right now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We're just in denial.
It just feels like we're just being little naughty liars now.
Little naughty. See, there you go. You're not being bad, naughty baby. Big naughty liars.
We're getting back to our little talk, yes. Mm-hmm. But anyways, that did come off the Etsy link. So for those of you that have purchased shirts in the near future, you will be receiving them shortly because the turnaround time has been insanely fast. Let's see. Speaking of turnarounds, your little butt buddy, Brian Emenheiser, old Brian Bader. You know, Brian, speaking of naughty boys, you know what Brian Bader did this week?
Uh-oh, what?
Yeah, Brian Bader. Well, before I mention this, I do have to say that I got my Facebook account back, but you already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, Joe Gallo, that the Camp Blood Radio show page is back. But you already knew that. So here's the deal. I don't know what the fuck happened, but anyways, I did make another bomb threat. Not gonna lie. I told you before that good old fashioned bomb threats get shit done, man. I'm telling you. When you start threatening a bomb or saying you're gonna blow something up, people take you serious, right? So I called Facebook and I said, I need to talk to Mr. Zuckerberger right now. I need to talk to that young man. And I said, this is the Nathan Barker, and I need to speak to him immediately or something bad's about to happen. And they said, yes, sir, we will patch you right through. And I just said, listen here. I said, I don't know what the hell's going on with your little Facebook situation. I said, but you're going to fix my account because it's being a big-ass inconvenience on my life, and I don't like it. So you're going to do it, and you're going to do it right meow, or I'm going to blow this shit up. And he said, yes, sir. And I could hear the buttons clicking, you know, in the background, like he was typing or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, yep, there it is. Fixed it. And I said,
go ahead.
Well, I said, I also demand an explanation for nearly 2 weeks of inconvenience. And he told me, he said, looks like there was a problem with the two-factor authentication set up on your account, sir. That's what he said. And he called me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there was an issue with that, and I apologize for any inconvenience that it may have caused you. And I said, you're lucky that I don't sue you. I said, you know who Sean Cunningham is? And he said, yes, I've heard of him. Please do not call Mr. Sean Cunningham and have him sue me too.
That'll be next. Sean Cunningham sues Facebook.
So I said, well, Sean Cunningham's lawyers are my lawyers. And I said, we'll fucking turn this place upside down in litigation right now. We can play it like Lionel Richie all night long, Joe Gallo. And he didn't like the sound of that. So he said, well, it's fixed. And hopefully you can resume your normal activities without any more inconveniences. We apologize. And I said, well, I said, I said, you can do me a favor, Mark. I said, just go buy a show shirt and we'll call it even. And he said, yes, sir. So that's what
happened. Coming soon, Mark Zuckerberg in a Camp Blood Radio shirt.
Exactly. So that's what happened with that. They fixed my shit. Don't really know much else other than that, but we are back in order. But I will tell you this, this morning, while I was getting all hopped up on my chocolate raspberry coffee, I did do a little bit of house cleaning on Facebook, Joe Gallo. So got rid of some people, some quote unquote friends, Joe Gallo. Some Facebook friends are now gone.
Let me check to see if we're still friends.
you might want to check and see if you're still on my personal page there, because I did a little house cleaning. Because there are some people on there, Joe Gallo, that are real, real. They test my patience. So
big deals.
Yep, you'll have to see if you made the cut or not. So, anyways, enough about that. Camp Blood Radio Facebook show page has been restored and we are back in action, so you can expect the normal shenanigans. We have a bunch to post since we've basically had to have I have had to have a couple weeks away from that, so playing catch up over the last couple days. So we don't have a shit ton to talk about. It's been kind of quiet at Camp Crystal Lake this week. So anyways, I forget what I was. Oh, I was talking about your little boyfriend, Brian Emenheiser. So Brian bought another show shirt and he bought one of the OD green ones. Cause you know, OD green is super hot right now. It's what's hot on the streets. Joe Gallo. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not. No, I didn't.
Well, you didn't get that memo.
No, I don't get the hot topics.
I'm old. Well, it is Joe Gallo. OD green is popular with the youngsters right now. So anyways, I made OD green an available shirt and hoodie color. And Brian Emenheiser bought one of the green ones. And you know what that naughty young man did? He posted on his South Jersey Jason Facebook page. He posted a picture of him wearing said shirt. And he's holding an axe and he's kind of bent down. Looks like he's got some sort of boner pants on. And he has your other little butt buddy, Topher Westcott's Mama Voorhees head. And he has it facing his junk.
Mm-hmm. Mommy gives the best head, Nathan.
Well, I'm not saying that we're not all for a good face fucking, Joe Gallo. I'm not saying that we're not. But, I mean, come on, Brian.
Well, Brian had turned me on, so you got one. You got one.
I mean, isn't just one blow-up doll enough? You have to resort to latex heads now. Is that what we're doing?
Nathan, is anything enough?
Well, I don't know, Joe Gallo, because I am part of the hashtag inadequate club, so I am never enough.
Well, even can't even satisfy the blow up doll.
Well, I guess that's the thing, is you don't hear any bad reviews after the fact. So I don't know if Brian and you know Brian. I don't know if he did it on purpose or if he didn't really realize what kind of a pervert he looks like in this picture. I don't know if he did that on purpose or if he's just a funny man.
Maybe it's a bit of both.
I don't know.
He is friends with me after all.
Well, he is, but sometimes people are friends with other people just out of pity.
Amen.
I'm not saying
I appreciate that though.
I mean, I'm not saying that he's a pity friend, but he could be. So, go to South Jersey Jason Facebook and you can check out Mr. Pervert Man and his Mama Voorhees head picture with the CBR shirt. Very interesting combination to say the least. And speaking of your little buddy, Christopher / Topher Westcott, we did tell him to eat shit last week because Joe mentioned at the very last minute that Topher recently, well, I guess it's finished. It's a finished product. He has available now a part two, Jason Voorhees. So you can talk about that.
Sackless head.
You're the little sack from Pack and Axe. So why don't you go ahead and talk about the part two head from your buddy Topher?
I know. I mean, yeah, he finally finished it up. It looks fucking great. He did a good job with the beard hair. He told me he was worried about that, but I think he did pretty damn good. I plan on ordering one here in a couple weeks. I have a big fucking order for Topher coming up.
You got something big for Topher?
The big order, but nothing else.
Oh.
No, I have to get two of his boys in the lake. I want to get a live one and a dead one, a Pamela head and a sackless head.
A sackless head.
Oh, and a part four hood. Because I got the full face, and I want the hood because I like seeing when I have my mask on.
Sackless. I'm still lost at sackless head. That's the story of my life, unfortunately.
Sackless head. Yes.
If you can imagine what that would look like.
You've seen, well, not the sackless head. Have you seen Topher's, the new, oh my God, I'm derailed. Have you seen the part two mask that he finished up?
Joe Gallo, you know that I have now.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. It's pretty good.
I'll say this. I mean, it's not his strongest effort. As far as the part two version goes, I mean, he did a good job on it, but it's not his best work by any means. I'll tell you what, he can crank some. He's a pretty fast cranker now.
No, that's true. He has amazing turnaround. Yeah.
That boy's got some speed. He's got some fast hands.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, his best work is the dead white. But.
Yeah, I mean, he's cranked out a lot of shit recently and all of it looks all right. I don't have any complaints with it. It's not all of it's not necessarily something that I would I would display in my personal collection, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But there's not a big selection, not a lot of part two full size stuff out there. Not a lot of, well, I should clarify, not a lot of part two full size heads, Joe Gallo.
No.
Shallow Grave FX. I know he has one that looks pretty good. And then, of course, I think Topher's is, well, I know it's the most recent one out there. And also his Young Jason is the most recent Young Jason, except just yesterday I happened to see a new Young Jason in the works, Joe Gallo. And you know who's working on that right now?
I saw it too, but I don't remember the name.
Gore FX.
Oh, okay.
I seen that on their Facebook page. Work in progress. Looks pretty good. Not really sure what they're doing with it yet. There's not much. They don't have a lot posted on the Facebook page, and there's not many comments. So I don't know if it's going to be a resin display bust or really what's going on with it. But I will say this. I do not currently have a Young Jason in my personal collection. I need to rectify that situation. So we'll see how this turns out before I make a decision whether I get one from Topher Westcott or one from Gore FX. Ooh. Probably from your buddy Topher, because I don't want you to be mad at me now.
That's true. I was about to say.
You get your little...
His hands are BOGO, Nathan.
Your little feelers hurt now. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see how that turns out. So go check out Gore FX, of course. Let's see. Oh, speaking of your little buddy, Brian Emenheiser, and your other little buddy, everybody's your buddy, Joe Gallo. How funny is that?
Mm-hmm.
So Brian Emenheiser, I feel like we just sit and talk about Brian all the time, don't we?
Well, what's not to talk about? This is exactly the Brian Emenheiser show.
The Brian Emenheiser, the South Jersey Jason. Anyways, he is a busy little worker bee, isn't he? That guy just, he don't stop. I don't know if he sleeps. I don't think Brian sleeps. I think he just waits.
I can attest that he does not sleep. That boy is awake all fucking night. All night.
I feel sorry.
Like four to seven is when I think he sleeps.
I don't know. Don't care. But anyways, I feel sorry for his poor wife. I do. I can just imagine the headaches that he gives her with all of this horror influencing and costuming, and we got to do another costume and let's see what else we can come up with. Okay, he's collaborated with Jim Ingram over at J3 Costumes again, and rightfully so. Always a good choice in the costuming situation, but Brian is doing he does these fucking mashup costumes. So now, and I don't know if you've seen this, I'm sure you have. I don't know if the post was yesterday or the day before, but anyways, this week he made a post, and it's a part 2/4 mashup. So it's basically a part 4 shirt pants setup with a fucking sack head.
Yeah.
So of course I had to comment, sweet, the town that dreaded sundown costume, Bader.
Right. You know what? It almost looked like it was from The Stranger. That's what I thought at first. But then I saw it said South Jersey Jason. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then, well, then he had sent me a picture of his part 4 mask on this costume. And I'm like, oh, it's a slight dead white.
Well, and Brian's response to my comment was, the town that dreaded sundown had 2 eye holes. Murr. Oh. That's sweet comeback, Bader. Good one. You know I'm right, if that's all you can come up with. Yeah. Not really a fan of it. Sorry, not sorry. I said what I said.
Oh, you know, I'm intrigued to see some more photos. I'd like to take a whack at taking some
photos. You'd like to take a whack
at it? Like an official sit-down photo shoot with all of his fucking costume.
Well, of course you'd like to take a whack at it, Joe Gallo.
I would love to take a photo shoot with Brian's glowing penis and his part 8 Ness costume.
Well, of course you would. Glowing penises are right up your alley, Joe Gallo. But yeah, go to the Facebook page, check it out. I'm not really a big fan of this particular one. I wasn't a huge fan. Here we are with the huge talk again. I better back that up. wasn't really a fan of his other 6-7 mashup costume either. It just, I'm not going to tell you what it reminded me of, but you can probably figure out what it, why I was just like, nope, not for me.
Sweet blank costume.
Sweet blank costume, Brian Emenheiser. Yeah, can't do that one either.
Well, you know, this one, I liked that costume better than blank.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The blank costume fucking sucked, period. Because you know what my mama said, Joe Gallo.
I remember what mama said. You have to remind us almost every episode.
Well, mama said that if I can't say anything nice, then I shouldn't say anything at all. So blank costume sucks. A bag of inadequate dicks. So Brian's is definitely better than blank costume. Blank, the hood for blank costume. The whole fucking costume just sucked, period. Everything about it sucked. And this 6-7 mashup, whatever the fuck they decided to call this costume, it just reminds me of that too much, and I just can't do it.
I think he calls it New Blood Lives. I think he calls it New Blood Lives.
Well, that's all I can think about when I see it is blank costume, and it ruins it for me. Just totally fucking ruins it.
And then when he posts the part 7 costume, and you still roast him.
Oh yeah, and Brian Emenheiser has a new, well, I don't know what all of it is new exactly, but a new or revamped part 7 costume. I mean, basically he's going to have every fucking costume and then mashups of every fucking combination of films, and it's just never ending fucking story with this guy. Brian's just going to keep mashing up costumes and just then having a glowing dick version of every costume, and it's just going to go on and on and on. So of course we're going to continue to roast him, because it's just not going to stop. So his new costume, or his revamped part 7 costume, yes, I said sweet blank costume. Use your imagination on what that could possibly be.
Some of you people, I saw that on Instagram and I lost my mind.
Oh yeah. Well, and here's the funny thing about that is some of the listeners out there know exactly what the fuck we're talking about, because I've received messages saying, hey, I heard you say this, or, you know, the comment about this. They know what we're talking about. So sorry to those of you that don't know what the blank is in reference to, but there's a lot of you out there that do.
Oh, just if you want to know, just go to South Jersey Jason and check any comment ever on his post.
Yeah, it's not real fucking difficult to figure it out. So, but we're, you know, like I said, I'm just following mama's suggestions.
Only on here.
Only on here, right. Yeah. Enough talk about fucking Brian, Jesus Christ. Let's see
you in hell, Brian.
Yeah, eat shit, Brian. Oh, speaking of Jim Ingram, he did message me, well, I don't know, earlier this week, the part 7 chain that he's been working on for me now for about, 8 weeks. He said it's finally going to be about done. Apparently, he has another child on the way. I'm sorry, Jim Ingram. What's with you fucking people in having 9 fucking children? I don't know.
Our penises are sad.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Anyways.
Speaking of Jim, my fucking baby boy called him yesterday. I just was listening. I hear Jim on my phone from my living room, and I'm like, what the fuck is Jim Ingram on my phone? And then found out it was my son who called him. Like, oh, sorry, Jim.
Yeah, sorry. But no, looking forward to getting the part 7 chain. I know I've talked about this, the part 7 road sign that I made like 2 fucking years ago, it feels like. It's just sitting here. It's been sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting because Jim, you know, I need the chain to drape around the sign, and then I can, of course, take a picture of it. Maybe I can
You made the Crystal Lake sign from part 7?
Yes.
I want one.
How did you not know that?
I'm dumb.
Okay. So that just tells me that you didn't listen to all the previous episodes, Joe Gallo, or you'd know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. So shame on you, you naughty young man, but I'm going to tell you and anyone else who's playing catch up. So here's how that played out. So when they're driving down the road, and they pass by what looks to be a pretty decent sized sign, and it just says Crystal Lake, and then it's got a little sign below it with like an arrow, and then in one scene you see it says 15 miles and then another scene it says 5 miles. There's a cut scene later. So I got a Blu-ray shot screenshot of that, and I talked to John Carl Beekler about that sign back in about 20, I'm trying to think of when he passed away, rest in power John Carl, but it was probably about a year before he passed. And I asked him if he had any knowledge whatsoever about that sign. And he said, no, he said, I never really even seen that sign. He goes, obviously it's in the film, but I don't know anything about it. Somebody probably did it up real quick, like most other things in the films where they just get trashed afterwards. And I reached out to a couple other people and I was never able to find any information about the sign as far as specs, dimensions, whatever. But in the Blu-ray screenshot, if you zoom in, at least the one that I have, you can see that the sign is in three sections. It appears to be three pieces of wood. So anyways, I have a couple different versions of the shot, and it looks different in both versions. So what I did is I did the best that I could do as far as the crystal, the bottom of the letters for crystal look like they extend into the middle piece of wood by like a half an inch, maybe. You'll see what I mean. But anyways, I'm trying to figure out, did they use a router for the border around the sign? Did they router out the letters and then paint them? Because you know as well as I do, angles and movie lighting, things can be very deceiving.
Right.
And of course, and you should know if anybody, because of all the dick pics that you try to take and send people and trying to get that angle so your danky doesn't look like so much of a wanky.
All right. It's definitely lower to upper angle, just so you know.
Or I said that wrong. So your wanky doesn't look as much like a danky. That's what I meant to say. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'll just have to send you a picture of it. I thought you already were aware of it. So I did what I feel like is the best representation of this road sign. And then I did the little sign down below with the little arrow on it. Then I stained it, of course, sanded it down, stained it, painted the letters, routed out the letters and the border. I have never seen another Part 7 road sign like this. I've never seen a smaller scale version. I've never seen a larger scale version. And I can tell you that I spent a lot of time trying to figure this shit out and make the dimensions and the lettering and the border and everything fit just as close as I thought that I could get to the actual screen use sign. So
it sounds like you need to hit up Villains in Love.
Well, yeah, I mean, they might be interested. I don't know. Maybe Ruben wants to do a Part 7 road sign. Who knows? So anyways, It's a pretty decent size. I don't remember what the measurements were, but it's a pretty decent size. So anyways, I wanted to take the Part 7 chain when I hang it on the wall and drape the chain across the top of the sign. And then I'll take a Part 7 mask and probably hang it over one of the top corners. Then maybe put a machete below it or something. I don't know. Haven't gotten that far. So anyways, the missing link is the chain. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very clever.
So get on it, Jimbo. I need that goddamn chain. Hurry it up. I'm just clowning anyway. I told him to take his time. I don't know how it is because I don't have a million children like you two do, apparently. So I'm sure his time is limited. Yeah, don't do it. That's good advice, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Ruben, speaking of Villains in Love, I did talk to Ruben this morning actually and just said, yo, Ruben, need to talk to you. What do you want me to say about what we talked about last week? Because I did mention that Ruben is going to do the Part 2 Camp Crystal Lake sign pendant and a Higgins Haven sign pendant and maybe a Packinac Lodge pendant, aka the Rackinac, for the Little Sack at Packinac. And he told me that he is working on that. He said he's been really busy this week, the last couple weeks, but he's hopefully going to have one of them rendered up by the end of today, maybe tomorrow. So next week, we might actually have a mock-up photo or maybe something more definitive to discuss as far as those particular sign pendants go. So be on the lookout for that. But yes, I'm glad that you brought up Villains in Love because that was next on the list, actually.
I had a feeling it was.
Well, you know, all this sign talk and everything just kind of gets my blood flowing because those are kind of my thing. I mean, I do have a bunch of Packanack Lodge signs that I'm working on. If anybody's interested, just shoot me a message. I've got about 6 or 7 of those that I'm almost finished with, which one of those is going to you, the Joe Gallo?
I can't wait to product test it. I'm just so excited.
And I might, because I'm such a nice guy, I might ship one out to Mrs. South Jersey Jason. I might send one out to her.
I wonder why.
She was nice enough. Her and her titties were nice enough a few weeks ago to pose with one of my Part 2 Camp Crystal Lake signs. So I might just send her out. She wanted a Packanack Lodge sign. Well, of course, Brian does too. So it's like, well, do you really need two signs in the same house? So the Rackanack Lodge sign, one of these might just go out to old Irene, as I refer to her as, Mrs. SJJ.
Oh, man. I just thought of a sentence we need to do when I meet up with the Emenheisers next. We had to take a photo with the little sack at Packanack with the Rackanack.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Absolutely. And my sign page, Death Curse Designs, I did post the picture of Irene with the Part 2 sign. And I think it had, like, coincidentally, like 13,000 views right about the time. That was right about the time my personal Facebook got the old Zuckerfied. Had my little situation there. I'd have to go back and check and see what it's up to now. But it got a pretty good response. I mean, Friday fans love their titties. You know that.
They do. You know, you were talking about. Go ahead.
And non-Friday fans, we have to throw that out there too. It's not just the Friday fans that do enjoy their fun bags.
As well, it's true. But we appreciate them more. No, I was saying you were talking about getting your blood flowing from Ruben earlier, and I wanted to stop that blood flow because I wanted to say that that Uber Jason figure that him and somebody else is working on is looking pretty sexy. You see that?
Moving on. Let's see, what else do we have to throw in here? I do have a bunch of Packanack Lodges if anyone is interested. Some Part 2 signs. I have a few Higgins Haven signs. They're about 8x10, stained, hand-painted lettering. I do have a handful of those if anybody's interested.
You do the Pinehurst one day.
I thought about doing that one. I'm not sure if I'm going to yet or not. Some of these fucking signs take forever to make. And
they're huge. I mean, that one was pretty big, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know what the screen use dimensions are, but you got to think about this. So the Packanack Lodge sign, I'm going to use this as an example because people, they don't want to pay. Nobody ever wants to pay. I mean, there's not really any money to be made there because it takes so long to make one of these. Where do you price it at? I mean, what are people willing to pay? So the Packanack Lodge sign, I mean, you've got to cut lumber. You got to obviously buy lumber. You got to cut it down, base coat it, get the lettering, hand paint the letters. That takes some time. And then the little ribbon that's around the fucking sign. So what I used for the Packanack Lodge is I used a screenshot off the Friday the 13th video game, right? Mm-hmm. So the Packanack Lodge sign that you see on that map is what I used for this sign. So look at the little ribbon around it. It takes fucking forever to paint that. Literally one sign will probably end up taking me like 6 hours to do. 5 hours. I don't know. I haven't set a timer, but probably 5 or 6 hours. So where do you price it at to really make it worth your while to even bother? So it's not really like a job per se. It's more of just something that I've had an interest in over the years. And the reason I started making them is because I couldn't find anybody that sold them anywhere. Like the Part 2 sign, you could find somewhat versions of that, but they all look shitty or they're $90 fucking dollars. And they just didn't look right. So I thought, fuck it, I'll just make my own. And then the same with the Higgins Haven sign. And then I wanted a Packanack sign. Well, I'll just fucking make one. Then this Part 7 Road sign. Fuck it, I'll just make one. And I'm probably not going to make another one of those. I don't know. I might if somebody I know really wanted one. But they take a shit ton of time to do, and they're not really – it's not profitable. I can spend that time – we've already talked about this and other things, Joe Gallo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes it's just not worth your time. I could spend the 6 hours it takes to make the Packanack Lodge sign. Well, that's 6 hours that I could have been gaming online. It's 6 hours that I could have been doing other things, Joe Gallo. Use your imagination.
Oh, I'm using it.
Exactly. So that's why I usually just kind of do them up in batches. But if anybody wants to check out some of that stuff, there's not a whole lot there. But I do have a page that I started several years back. It's called Death Curse Designs. And that's all my work. So that gets the blood flowing when we talk about signs. So, but if anyone is interested, if I do not have one available, just shoot me a message and I might just go ahead and make you one up. We like to take care of our fan base, Joe Gallo. We like to take care of the loyal 8 listeners out there.
They're definitely the VIPs.
Absolutely. So, you'll be seeing a couple of these signs in the Joe Gallo's photos with his Gallo's gaggle of lovely young ladies here coming up in the spring.
Oh yeah. I can't wait to get back to shoot. I miss it. Yeah. It's been a while. I haven't done a shoot since November.
Yeah. And you know what? Speaking of some of my own shit, I was looking at my Kyle Huckeluck Part 6 silicone full-faced hood. And I was looking at it the other day, and I thought, I might be kind of tired of looking at this. So it was Kyle's first run. I think they were about $550 several years back, maybe 5 years ago. But I'm thinking about selling it, Joe Gallo. So
is that your versus one?
Did you not listen to what I just said?
Well, I know you had sold your Part 6 one. I didn't hear.
I just said my full-faced Part 6 from Kyle Huckeluck. What part of versus did you get from that, you dickweed?
I heard that you were selling. I didn't hear that you. I thought you already sold your Part 6 ages ago.
No, I'm thinking about selling it. That just happened like 2 days ago. I was looking at it. I'm drinking my fucking coffee and I'm looking at it. And sometimes you just get tired of looking at shit. So I'm like, maybe I'm tired of looking at it. I don't know yet, but maybe I'm going to sell it. So I'm just throwing that out there. If anybody in listener land is looking for a first run Kyle Huckeluck full faced silicone Part 6, I'd cut you a decent deal on it. It's only been worn a couple times. I did wear it in a photo shoot with Ari Lehman once. Had to actually wear it as a backup hood because my other one had an issue. So there, I think I wore it maybe 2 or 3 times total. That's it.
Huh? Is that the one CJ wore?
No, CJ did wear. I don't think that's the one off the top of my head. I don't think that's the one that he wore. It might have been. I can't remember now. I'd have to go upstairs and look. But anyways, it's only been worn a few times. So other than that, it's been displayed properly. And I might just be willing to part with it. So if anybody's interested, just holler and we can talk about it. Let's see. Oh, some Friday merch, show merch. We did talk about Stacey White, of course. Shout out to Jason Baker. Jason has a CBR mug heading out his way and also a Camp Blood Radio decal for his man wagon. So Jay out in California, one of our faithful, loyal 8 listeners, is going to be driving around sunny Southern California rocking a CBR sticker on his vehicle. How cool is that, now?
That's pretty damn cool. A little SoCal action.
Absolutely. And we you know what, Jason has a show hoodie. Jason has some other show merch. I've known Jason a long time. Awesome guy. I know we've talked about him before, but awesome for the cosplay community. He's got some great videos on YouTube. For anybody looking to do some do-it-yourself tips for your own, like, costume weathering, because we know you know how to do other things yourself. And that's not what we're talking about, you little fucking perverts. We're talking about costuming do-it-yourself.
Oh, I thought, never mind.
So if you're looking for any tips and tricks, I believe his YouTube is SD Costume Guy. Go check it out. Lots of good stuff on there. But we appreciate Jason. And I'm sure he will post some pictures of his glorious Camp Blood Radio mug, which, Brian, we talk about Brian Emmeheiser so much. Brian has a Camp Blood Radio mug also. I think I forgot to mention that earlier.
Yeah, I like the video with the part four dance song.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure he'll come up with some creative ways to display his mug in the very near future. So we will look forward to that.
Keep your dick out of it, Brian.
Well, why would we want him to do that? That's our forte. Come on now. Go ahead and stick your wiener in the Camp Blood Radio mug, Brian. If you haven't already, which I'm sure you have, if you haven't already, you have our blessing to do so.
Only if there's hot coffee in there.
Of course. Just don't burn your dang dang, please. We don't want to have to hear about that later. So, shout out to Jason Baker. A few of you would be aware that I am in the works on another piece of Camp Blood Radio merch, which if you go on the Instagrams at @crushed_athletics, at Crushed Athletics, they are a sublimation printing company out in San Diego. And I have reached out and I am collaborating with the owner on doing a sublimated, basically like a jersey. It's a t-shirt, but it's kind of like a jersey sublimation print all over. So Camp Blood Radio logo on the front. It's got probably have a bloody lake with a cabin kind of below that. And then of course on the back, it'll have names, numbers, whatever the fuck you want to put. So, inadequate club jerseys it is, Joe Gallo.
Hell yeah, and that's really a club.
Not exactly. It's not official until you have a shirt for it. So, the other beautiful thing about that is the sleeves are actually going to have some sort of print on the sleeves. I'm thinking one sleeve will probably have the original part one yellow sign. The other sleeve will probably have the Friday the 13th red and white block logo, the OG logo, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking. So we'll be posting some mock-up pictures of that. If anybody is interested, they're going to be about, I think he told me, $30 shipped. Shipping included, $30. And then you can just order through him directly, which we'll post all that on the Facebook page. We'll post it on the Instagrams, on the Twitters and all that fun shit. So be on the lookout for that. Or you can message me directly if you're interested in one after you see, and I can set you up with how to get one if you want to be officially part of the Inadequate Club. And I know there's already a bunch of you who definitely are looking forward to this. So stay tuned on that. One more shout out before we have 5 minutes of Friday talk here. Mr. Kenton McMullins. You know, now all of a sudden he wants to talk, apparently. So, and you know, he's left me a few messages here recently, but since I couldn't access my Facebook, he actually left me a couple messages here on Facebook the other day. So I'm going to play those for you because, basically for the Drunk Uncle fans out there. So here we go. This was just basically a couple weeks ago, but of course I was a little late to the party. So here's what the Drunk Uncle had to say.
This is actually a face swap. This is actually Kent Barkey. I never told you this when we were broadcasting together, but broads don't belong in broadcasting. And I think secretly you're a broad.
you believe that? Secretly he thinks I'm a broad.
What an asshole.
Well, thanks, Kent. And here we go a little more.
This is Kent. Tell Dan to stop impersonating me. I love true crime. I love the thrill of true crime. Love true crime. It's true crime.
I think old Mr. McMullins there might have had a few beverages, adult beverages.
I think so.
And then we follow it up with this.
One last thing I wanted to say. I think Joe Gallo likes to do things with creatures that don't have a say in them, things that are unnatural. And I think Nathan Barker lives in a cave or a compound, wherever the hell it is. Occasionally he ventures out and he sees the light of the sun. And he's like, holy hell. Oh, I've been searching for this forever. And then, God, I have nothing. God damn it. This is not a good drunk Dan thing. I'm not drunk enough tonight. God fucking damn it. I can't even get a good punchline. Motherfuck. Listen, drunk Dan sucks. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. And this, you listen to this podcast? Fuck y'all, motherfuckers.
Well, so that leaves us with one question, Joe Gallo. A little filthy talker there, isn't he?
Jesus filthy, Christ.
Filthy mouth, yeah. When he's all hopped up. He said it was drunk Dan. So is he impersonating, is Kent impersonating drunk Dan? I'm very confused at this. But you heard him say this is Kent.
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So there you have it, folks. I mean, you can make your own judgments there. But we don't do any judging because you know what my mama said.
Well, he did imply that I have unconsensual sex with animals, so I'm a little upset.
A little upset with that.
So, I always make sure they have I get their permission before.
I think that was the whiskey talking. I think he was a little hopped up there on something or other. So, who knows? Anyways, enough chit chat. 5 minutes of Friday the 13th. Got to talk a little bit about some Friday. So, coming up for you. Horror collectors, not horror collectors like Joe Gallo and I are, horror. Coming up in March for you Sac fans, for you little Sac fans like the Joe Gallo. March 23rd release date, there's going to be a limited edition Blu-ray steelbook for the 40th anniversary of Friday the 13th Part 2. Because, of course, coming up in April, we do have the 40th. So, I gotta say, I don't give a shit. That's pretty much what I have to say about that. Actually, I don't give a fuck.
I like collect steelbooks. Oh, shit. Not a fuck.
Yeah, I could really give a fuck less, honestly. So, here's the deal. I don't collect the DVD shit. I don't. It just takes up fucking space. I know people like to buy them. It might be worth money or blah, blah, blah. Yep, no, not so much. They just fucking take up space. They come out with this fucking bullshit all the time. And there's never really any real reason other than maybe the more recent box set. That's, we haven't had anything like that per se. So, it's overpriced, but whatever. We've already talked about that. But anyways, here's the thing. Limited edition is what they're saying. You're damn right it's fucking limited. And here's why. It says right in the fucking description, includes previously released features. Only thing new is the steel book case. Why? It's just a fucking money grab. That's all it is. Yeah.
Pass. Yeah. You know, but I mean, I think it's cool. I'm not going to get it. I already got the box set from Scream Factory. So I can't be bothered. That's cool, but I can't be bothered.
Well, I mean, here's a couple things that they're noting. And like I said, this is all stuff previously released, which they're not hiding. They're being straight up about it. So that's good. Inside Crystal Lake memories. Okay, cool. All the Friday fans have fucking Crystal Lake memories anyway. Oh, it has the original trailer, the original theatrical trailer. Really? I can go to the YouTubes and watch that. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, no thanks.
What about a new trailer?
Well, I mean, it's just clearly a fucking money grab, but the diehard collectors, which, I mean, I don't know. Everybody out there thinks, well, I'm the biggest Friday the 13th fan. Or, I'm the biggest collector. Whatever. If you got to have it, you got to have it. I'm not going to buy it because it's just going to sit on a shelf. I'm never going to look at it anyway. I'm not going to fucking watch it. It's just going to fucking collect dust. Pass.
Oh, I am pretty excited to see the some of the Instagram ladies take photos with it.
Whoa, well, yeah, exactly. But you know what would be more exciting, Joe Gallo?
What?
If the Instagram skeezers took pictures with something CBR related. So maybe, you know what? I'm just going to tell it to you like it is. Just save your money and not buy this fucking bullshit and go get yourself a glorious Camp Blood Radio shirt, maybe a fucking mug so you can drink your delicious boner coffee out of, or for unless you're Brian Emenheiser, you can stick your wiener in it. Whatever. I mean, to each their own. We're not here to judge. Mm-mm. Or maybe you could buy a nice Camp Blood Radio decal like Jason Baker and put it on your car. Maybe you could use it for censorship for your Instagram skeezer photos. I don't know. We're just giving you some ideas. That's all. Any other ideas, Joe Gallo?
No, just buy Camp Blood Radio, check out the pages, and have some fun. Drink the boner coffee with boner pants on.
And there you have it, folks. You know the drill. As always, please rate and review wherever you listen to the show at. Go buy a show shirt. Go post your skeezer pics on Instagram. We would definitely appreciate it. And feel free to drop us a line. Unless...
you're that bastard, Mark Teffner.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.